Hey, Sports Pirate here with Coach York from Georgia State football. Going into the offseason, big issue or big question was who's going to start a quarterback. You decided on Manning. What were some positives that you saw from him? And you also got Winchester in there involved as well. So how's the quarterbacks, both of them? What did you see from them
overall? You know, I thought Connor did some good things, particularly with certain parts of our game plan. You know, he played in pretty good rhythm. We had a little bit of a lull, you know, after our touchdown drive in the second quarter that, you know, we didn't hit on all cylinders. You know, there were some things that, not just the quarterback spot, but all spots. Usually it was one guy that, you know, could have done his job a little bit better and could have kept moving the football. And, you know, obviously when Aaron got his opportunity to come in and gave us a little spark with his legs, you know, gave us a little bit of a run game since that was something that Ball State did a nice job taking away. So he gave us a little spark there, and obviously some great things for him to learn from, particularly on a couple third down plays that he got in there. And everything was right. His eyes was right. His drop was right. He just has to trust it and let it rip. And as he gets more experience, he will. But there are a lot of things to build off of from the first one with both of those guys. I think watching the film, you know, as a quarterback, as a former player myself, playing that position, now as a quarterback coach, you always look back, and there's always 7-8 plays.
Obviously,
you just wish, man, I wish I had that one back.
Sure. And you mentioned you play collegiately. And what's it like dealing with not only the two quarterbacks that I saw the field, but just your entire depth chart? Is that difficult managing snaps, practice, or dealing with make sure they know to be prepared and you may be into this situation? How do you manage those expectations for those guys?
You know, I think you have to define roles for people, and they got to understand what their job is and what their duty is each week to help our football team win games. And, you know, one thing I told our offense is it's really everything in football is intertwined and connected. And we have a job as an offense, and that is to sustain drives and score points. And, you know, we had points of the game. We moved the ball a little bit here and there, but we didn't do it enough. We left our defense on the field far too long. You know, so as far as practicing and managing all the different elements and aspects of football, you know, that's just how football is. It's a situational game. And each week you got to hit each situation and get each guy to understand what we're trying to accomplish and why we're trying to do it the way that we're doing it. And I expect us to keep getting better and better.
We'll move on to offensive line. Talking to Coach preseason, you made some position changes and moved some guys around. Mm-hmm. And even he mentioned postgame after Ball State struggling, picking up the blitz and some other assignments. What do you guys were doing to help prepare for that against Air Force? Do you feel it's just more of getting more time on the field, or there are some manageable adjustments that can help?
I thought going into the Ball State game, we had a pretty good feel of what we thought they were going to do. And what happened was just the speed of it was different. You know, when you're trying to replicate that, particularly when you're going against, you know, younger guys that are giving you a scout look, you know, the speed of it is obviously going to be a little bit different. You know, the thing that we have an advantage with is that, you know, we go against our defense every day. And in training camp, you know, we were able to get great speed simulation there. But I think the game just happened a little fast. I thought we were not hitting on all cylinders with our eyes as far as recognizing certain things. And certainly got to tip my hat to Ball State. You know, they their job or their goal for that game was to definitely get the ball out of our quarterback's hands fast. You know, so we couldn't get it down the field to our playmakers. And they did a nice job executing their game plan. And we didn't do a good enough job executing ours. But, you know, our guys are going to learn from it. They're going to get better from it. We learn as coaches. You always learn from games as players and as coaches, the things that we can do better to help our players and things that we can do in practice that force our guys to get put in situations that are hard in practice because it's going to be hard in games. So you always evaluate yourself and how you're doing things. And certainly, you know, we've spent some time evaluating how we can do things better to help our guys see things better on Saturdays and react accordingly.
And lastly, Air Force itself, heading halfway across the country, altitude, a difficult road environment. It's a little bit different than probably some other places they've played. What challenges do they present, and what are you guys going to have to do well to execute and win?
Well, the big thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to stay on schedule. We cannot have, we had far too many negative plays against Ball State, but we got to stay on schedule. They're a disciplined defense. They do what they do. And, you know, they're not going to make a lot of mistakes. They're not going to miss gaps. They're not going to blow coverages. So they're going to be very sound and do what they do. We have to make sure that we match and exceed, you know, just their level of tenacity, because they're going to play really, really hard. We got to play really, really hard. But at the end of the day, we got to play smart. We got to play smarter than we've played. And, you know, we just got to execute our system and, you know, if we do that, it'll take care of itself because we have great players, we have great talent, great speed. So we have some physical elements, you know, on our side that could bode well for us against Air Force. But we have to bring it mentally. We got to stay focused and locked in for 60 minutes and understand that, you know, they're going to throw punches, they're going to hit us in the mouth, and we got to make sure we hit them right back. Not literally, but figuratively.
Gotcha.
And, you know, match their physicality and just play smart football. We got, you know, that's a big thing. Play smart football, understand the situations. And I think we do those things, you know, we'll have a hell of an opportunity to compete in that game.